What would a $3,000 car repair bill do to your budget? A vehicle protection plan from 5-Star Auto Protection can save you thousands in repairs. Your auto insurance won't cover a $3,000 transmission repair, but we will. If your car has less than 130,000 miles, give us 10 minutes and learn how we can help eliminate costly car repair bills. Call us now. Call 888-449-7388. 888-449-7388. 888-449-7388.
Plans not available in all states for all vehicles. See agreement for complete terms.
These days, we all need to save money where we can. As your car gets older, it will have mechanical problems. Don't get caught with a $2,000 or even $5,000 repair bill. If your factory warranty is about to expire, or you have no warranty coverage at all, an extended vehicle protection plan can save you thousands. We pay for 100% of your covered repairs, and we pay the dealer or your preferred mechanic directly for you. No more hassle with reimbursements. The number to call is 800-837-7554. There is no one-size-fits-all to vehicle protection plans. At A-Plus Auto Protection, we work with VVV-rated providers to offer a full menu of plans ranging from platinum coverage to basic plans that cover the most costly engine and transmission repairs. We do the comparison shopping for you so you save money with our discounts. For a limited time, also receive roadside assistance, towing, and rentals, but you must call now. Call 800-837-7554. 800-837-7554. 800-837-7554.
Not all plans available in all states for all vehicles.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie. And my show, The Unsolicited Opinion, can be heard here on AM 1360 WNJC every Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. You know, Barack Obama wants to redistribute the wealth. Well, I disagree. I think you need to earn what you get in life. So join me, because I'm going to be redistributing the truth one word at a time on The Unsolicited Opinion here on WNJC 1360.
People who say that if you debate and you disagree with this administration, somehow you're not patriotic, and we should stand up and say we are Americans and we have a right to debate and disagree with any administration.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie, and welcome to The Unsolicited Opinion. How you doing tonight? Hey, it's a great life if you don't weaken, isn't it? I'm telling you, everything that's going on in this world is just absolutely a crazy place and crazy times. My website is three words. You can contact me via my website, which is theunsolicitedopinion.com. You can hear my show on Sundays at noon Eastern Time via Micro 1650 AM, and I am heard every day via TalkStream Live, Saturdays 3 to 5 on NetTalk World, and daily on NetTalk World at 4 o'clock Eastern Time. All those times are Eastern. Listen, I have a great guest lined up for tonight, and he is a brilliant scholar. His name is Dr. Michael Kaufman, and he is the president of Environmental Perspectives. He is the executive director of Sovereignty International. He has a baccalaureate degree in forestry, a master's degree in biology, and a PhD in forest science. And of course, for those of you who have been listening consistently the last several weeks, the focus of my show has been United Nations Agenda 21, also known as Sustainable Development, because I truly believe that is the motherlode to our global enslavement. And if we don't wake enough of the American people up to what's happening around them, and that it is indeed in every town and every village all across this country, then we are truly doomed. You know, somebody sent me an email, and they were talking about this bill, the Food Safety Modernization Act, and of course they're going to be voting on that. So, and that would outlaw your garden and your backyard, and it would also outlaw your ability to save heirloom seeds so that you could plant them the following year and the year after that and so on and so forth. Now, for anybody who's hearing that, does that make any sense to you whatsoever that your own government would outlaw gardening and your ability to save the seeds? That's absolutely nonsense. So what's the motive behind that? Does it really make sense to you that somehow that it's a safety issue, that you grow food in your own backyard, that somehow your safety is jeopardized because you want to save your own seeds? People, you need to wake up and you need to step back and you need to look at what it is they are saying and what it is they are doing, and you need to give it the smell test. And if it doesn't smell right, then there's something wrong with it. It's BS. That's what it is. If it doesn't smell right and it doesn't sound right and it makes no sense whatsoever, it's BS. It's no good. You need to get rid of it. You need to stop it. That's that instinct that God gave you to give you the wherewithal to be able to discern between right and wrong, good and bad. And this is what's happening in this country, that people are not using their God-given abilities to utilize a smell test when they hear about these kinds of things. Your government wants to outlaw your right to garden. Now, a couple of weeks ago, I mentioned about a man down in Georgia who was fined $5,000 for growing vegetables in his own backyard. And the crime they claim he committed was unauthorized agricultural activity. Does that make any sense to you? It can't. If it makes sense to you, then there's something wrong with you. I'm sorry, but if that stuff makes sense to you, then you need to go see a shrink, even though I think most of them are wackadoodles anyway. But you need to go talk to somebody if you think it's okay for your government to tell you that you can't grow your own food. If you think that, then honestly, you deserve to be a slave. You really do. You deserve to be a slave. If that's your lack of common sense and that's the so-called logic you have, then you get what's coming to you, honestly. I make no bones about saying that. But you have to step back and think, what is happening here in this country? Why would they want to pass a bill of food safety? The only thing safe about that bill would be it would be safe from human consumption because you wouldn't be allowed to eat it anymore. That's the way safety comes into play with that particular bill, the S-510 Food Safety Modernization Act. It's absolutely illogical. And so you need to start stepping back when you hear these things, and you got to use some common sense. Please, I beg of you. Listen, on my website is a tab entitled Dark Future. And underneath that tab, I have linked to all kinds of websites, all exposing United Nations Agenda 21, which is also known as Sustainable Development, and other related websites that are one way or another related to it. So please go to my website, theunsolicitedopinion.com, and check that out. As always, there are podcasts on my website for all of my previous guests, and of course we link to all of my guest websites as well so that you can go and take a look at their websites and the information that they're giving out on their websites. So please take a look at those, take a look at my websites, listen to some of the podcasts, please do some research on your own, find out what sustainable development really means for you, because it's critical that you understand what it is that this government is up to, what it is they plan on doing to you. Okay, and for those of you who have no idea what sustainable development is, I'm going to tell you quickly, again, for those who are tuning in, never heard the terminology before, and have no idea what it means, sustainable development seeks to end national sovereignty. It is a step-by-step abolition of private property, primarily through the implementation of the Wildlands Project and Smart Growth. They will educate our youth to prepare them for global citizenship, and it is the ultimate control and ultimate reduction of human population. And again, for those of you just tuning in, my guest this evening is Dr. Michael Kaufman, who is the President of Environmental Perspectives and the Executive Director of Sovereignty International, and he has recently written a book entitled Rescuing a Broken America, Why America is Deeply Divided. And I believe we have Dr. Kaufman will be coming on the line. We are going to go to a break, and when we get back, we will bring Dr. Kaufman on. So we will be back in about a minute or so hang on, everybody.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now at 800-221-9442 and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste a minute helping you with your tax problems. We'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. We've settled millions of dollars of tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking on your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 800-221-9442. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-221-9442. That's 800-221-9442. Again, 800-221-9442.
Listeners, here's a simple way to earn quit your job money from home. IncomeAtHome34.com has come to us for listeners who want to work from home.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs, and we're both at home full-time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome34.com. That's IncomeAtHome34.com.
This is Maggie, and we are back. You are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And I do want to introduce a new sponsor that I have tonight. And the sponsor is the website, diggersrealm.com. And they are sponsoring a portion of my show tonight. Digger has been covering illegal immigration and other political ridiculousness in America for about 8 years. He has amassed a tremendous online archive of the illegal immigration battle in our country. In fact, his most recent story covers that the young fellow Cody from Denier, California, who was told that he couldn't fly the American flag on the back of his bicycle because it might offend some of the students at the school. And on his website, which is diggersrealm.com, you will be able to watch a video of hundreds of patriotic bikers and other people from that area who went with Cody and accompanied him to school so that he could fly the American flag in this country. So please take a look at diggersrealm.com. And I have on the line Dr. Michael Kaufman. Welcome, Dr. Kaufman, to The Unsolicited Opinion. Thank you for joining me.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
Oh, I'm so glad you could be here. Listen, you recently wrote a book, Rescuing a Broken America, Why America is Deeply Divided. So why is America deeply divided politically, Dr.?
Well, we actually have two diametrically opposed worldviews. A worldview is what you think is real. If you look at a Muslim versus a Christian, their worldviews are radically different from one another. Well, there are two worldviews politically that are at basically at war here in the United States, have been for quite some time. One of them comes from the philosophies and writings of John Locke. That's the one that's quoted very often by our founding fathers. His principles that he discussed in his many treaties are basis of our Declaration of Independence, the Constitution of the United States, the Bill of Rights, you name it. Our basic government is built on the principle that the individual, the citizen, is the sovereign over the government.
Okay.
In reality, what we're seeing here with the progressive movement for the last 100 years is an attempt by a fairly small group of citizens of the United States to actually reverse that process and follow the pattern laid down by Jean-Jacques Rousseau of France. He came about, 60 or so years later after John Locke had his writings, and he took a totally different approach. Both of them were actually writing to try to free mankind, but Jean-Jacques Rousseau basically looked at it from the standpoint that we must have the state in control of everything. In other words, the state is sovereign over the individual versus the individual being sovereign over the government, as our Constitution has set this government up to be. Because of that, and because more and more power is being drawn to Washington as the seat of all power, and Thomas Jefferson actually said that this would, what would happen, it would become venal and suppressive as the government from which we have just separated. That's what Jefferson said. if power was drawn to Washington. That's what's happened. Power is drawn to Washington. Our government is becoming as venal and as oppressive. And what he said was going to happen has happened. Because when you start concentrating power in the hands of a few people in a central location, everyone is going to try to vie to get his piece of pie out of that small group of people, in this case Congress and so forth. And when that happens, you find one person vying against another person and one group vying against another group to try to gain political dominance over one another, and as a consequence, you become very deeply divided and you're at basic war with each other. And that's because we have now two of these worldviews diametrically at war with one another. One follows the old Soviet model, and the other follows the Constitution of the United States. And I am very much in favor of maintaining our position of governance as being controlled by the Constitution, actually going back to that kind of a role, because we've drifted far from it.
Well, you know, you can see how evident that is just with what's happened with the unions in this country and the power that they wield and how they've been given favored status in so many different deals with this government, the union, the bailouts of GM, and what happened with the bondholders and that whole Chrysler deal. I mean, the unions ended up on top when they shouldn't have been.
Absolutely. It's one of the things that I think should have been expected, because we're looking at a socialist, fascist kind of mentality in Washington at this point, whereby unions do hold special privilege. And because of that, they basically just wiped out contracts and everything else that these companies had with not only their unions, but also with their customers and stockholders and so forth. Stockholders got cut out even after they had invested billions of dollars into these companies, and all that money was given to the unions.
Right. Let's talk about, in your book you talk about property rights, Dr. Kaufman, and that they are the key to liberty and wealth creation. Would you talk about that, please?
Absolutely. One of the things that people do not realize today, actually a major study was done back in the early 2000s, actually not in the 1990s, published in 2001, by a fellow, a Peruvian by the name of Hernando de Soto, actually did studies in 15 different nations around the world to find out why capitalism wasn't working after the fall of communism. And what he basically found was it's the common denominator was a lack of well-secured, legally protected private property rights. And the reason why was that even though people may own their homes and so forth, they never registered them. They were not legally protected in that context. Therefore, banks could not loan them money on their equity. They had no equity value in their homes and their land and so forth. And as a consequence, they could never get the necessary liquidity or capital to start a business or to buy into a business with stock, whatever the case might be. And as a result of that, they stayed impoverished. In fact, the evidence was so clear-cut that it was literally astonishing to those people who actually conducted the research. And many people, the socialists especially, still do not believe the findings of this particular research study that lasted 4 or 5 years. What you don't recognize is that here in the United States, if we buy a piece of property, a home or whatever, usually within a few days to a couple weeks, your property is registered, it's legally protected, the transfer of ownership has taken place, and so forth. In these third world, formerly communist nations, regardless of what their source is, it can take years to do through the same process, as many as 100 to 200 bureaucratic steps in order to secure legal title to that house, and actually cost more in the form of bribes and so forth that you have to give each one of these bureaucratic steps than the property in the house did in the first place. And as a consequence, they're never actually registered, legally registered. So therefore, they have no equity value, and the people own it. They paid a few thousand, maybe $10,000 for their house. They could sell it for the same price, maybe a little bit more, maybe a little bit less. But it has no equity value. They can't borrow against that house to start a business like you and I can. 70% of all the small businesses in the United States were initially started with loans on homes.
Well, I had a small business, and that's what I put up as collateral was my home.
Absolutely. And you don't even think twice about it.
Right.
But these third world nations can't do that, literally cannot do that. And what has happened is that Hernando de Soto, when he did this, he estimated, and he had a good way of doing it, it could be plus or minus the figures that he gave, but he estimated that the land value, property value, what he called debt equity, because it's not available for equity, was $9.3 trillion, which is 43 times more than all the loans ever given by the United States for these third world nations and so forth for their foreign aid. They don't need foreign aid if they would have the establishment of private property rights. When the communist bloc fell, when the Soviet Union fell, the capitalists moved in with all of the various components of capitalism except for private property rights. They knew that private property rights would not allow them to rape the economy like they did in Russia and so forth with the mafia. And as a consequence, none of them had these private property rights guaranteed legally, and it has failed miserably. It's failed miserably, and now, of course, the people hate capitalism because it really did not work for them, primarily because the foundation for capitalism was never given them.
Exactly, and they aren't even aware of that, probably, for the most
part. No, they're not aware of that.
I would think. They have no idea that they're missing a critical component of that.
Yes.
One thing that
people here in the United States don't understand it either. You know, it's really a shame. We have lost that. Ironically, if you go back and you look at the documents of the Founding Fathers when they were supporting the Constitution or writing for other reasons, they understood the power of private property. They didn't spell it out quite exactly the same way, but they basically said that without private property rights, you cannot have liberty, literally cannot have liberty, and you cannot create wealth.
Well, I noticed one of the things I was reading or heard in one of the speeches you had given on your website. You talked about how all United Nations treaties, the state controls the property in all of
Yes.
the United Nations treaties.
Right. That's one of the foundational principles of the United Nations that was well established in the early 1970s during Habitat One, the Habitat One conference in Stockholm. And they basically have basically wrote every treaty since that time with the idea that the government controls the use of land, all private property. And they basically justified it on the basis that they must control land because nobody else is smart enough to do it the way it should be done and to actually build the homes and so forth necessary for all people. And, of course, that's what the progressive movement here in the United States has leaned heavily on, is the same philosophy that we need to have government control over all private property and so forth. It's built in with so many of the new things that have been coming out over the last year and a half, well, actually the last 30 years, but especially the last year and a half, that private property should be controlled by the government. I've written another book, it's not published yet, of a woman down in the Portland, Maine area, who basically had her land attacked by the town, the local town, city, in order for her, or didn't get it for practically nothing. They used these smart growth concepts right from the United Nations, this Agenda 21, as you were talking about in the announcement of the program earlier on, that really stripped her, basically, of all of her rights and land, and there was nothing that she could do about it. And that is one of the dangers, the horrible dangers of this mentality. If the government controls all private property rights, then the government can do to whomever it wants to and tell whoever they want to what to do, when to do it, and how to do it. And the person has no way, no recourse of fighting it.
Dr. Kaufman, hold on. We're going to go back to a break for a couple of minutes, and then we will be back with our guest. We are speaking with Dr. Michael Kaufman, who is the president of Environmental Perspectives and the executive director of Sovereignty International, and we will be back in a couple of minutes, so hang on. You're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion.
What would a $3,000 car repair bill do to your budget? A vehicle protection plan from 5-Star Auto Protection can save you thousands in repairs. Your auto insurance won't cover a $3,000 transmission repair. but we will. If your car has less than 130,000 miles, give us 10 minutes and learn how we can help eliminate costly car repair bills. Call us now. Call 888-449-7388. 888-449-7388. 888-449-7388.
Plans not available in all states for all vehicles. See agreement for complete terms.
These days, we all need to save money where we can. As your car gets older, it will have mechanical problems. Don't get caught with a $2,000 or even $5,000 repair bill. If your factory warranty is about to expire, or you have no warranty coverage at all, an extended vehicle protection plan can save you thousands. We pay for 100% of your covered repairs, and we pay the dealer or your preferred mechanic directly for you. No more hassle with reimbursements. The number to call is 800-837-7554. There is no one-size-fits-all to vehicle protection plans. At A-Plus Auto Protection, we work with BBB-rated providers to offer a full menu of plans ranging from platinum coverage to basic plans to cover the most costly engine and transmission repairs. We do the comparison shopping for you, so you save money with our discounts. For a limited time, also receive roadside assistance, towing, and rentals, but you must call now. Call 800-837-7554. 800-837-7554. 800-837-7554.
Not all plans available in all states for all vehicles.
Tell me why. Is it hard to make arrangements with yourself when you're old enough to repay but young enough to sell?
Hi everybody, we're back and you are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion, and we are speaking with Dr. Michael Kaufman. And we are discussing his new book, Rescuing a Broken America, Why America is Deeply Divided. And we were just starting to discuss the United Nations Agenda 21, Sustainable Development. Dr. Kaufman, you had mentioned that a global elite is behind this effort to collapse the constitutional government of the U.S. Who are these people, and why have they been so successful in hiding their role? And one of the names that has come to in a lot of things that I've read has been the Rockefeller family.
Yeah, that's correct. They played a principal role in establishing the cartel here in the United States, and tying it into what's going on in Europe and so forth. They have played probably a little bit lesser role here in recent history, although they're still very much involved, especially David Rockefeller, even though he's close to 90 years old now. He's still very active, involved in doing this, but George Soros and others like him are really pressing to collapse the monetary system of the United States, capitalism, and institute a socialist form of government here in the United States. I know that's a big statement to make, but it's almost perfectly obvious to anyone who looks out and sees what's going on right now. It's hard to really not see it. You really have to try not to see it to realize, to think that it's not happening.
Well, I think that's been one of the problems in this country, Dr. Kaufman, is people have refused to believe what's right in front of their eyes. And the proof that's right there in front of them, they just are like ostriches with their head in the sand. They just don't want to see the truth.
That's very true. But during the break we were talking, and you indicated that you had never really fully understood what sustainable development was until a few weeks ago. Even though it's been in the news and so forth, it was not connected to anything. So there was no reason to understand it the way, the dangers and so forth, the way it truly is, because it's out there just hanging loose. You don't really understand what's going on. As you start putting the pieces of the puzzle together, all of a sudden you begin to realize this is well organized, well orchestrated. They have a plan. It's called Agenda 21 that's been in place now since 1992. President Clinton basically brought it into the United States through the President's Council on Sustainable Development, actually created a number of federal documents in for which he actually changed the mission statements of the various federal agencies dealing with these subject areas, And so now the federal agencies are no longer there to help the American citizen. They're basically there to stop the American citizen from carrying on their normal functions because that supposedly hurts the environment or whatever the case might be.
Let me ask you another question about the role public education or the lack of an education has played in advancing this agenda. And I had had Charlotte Thompson Iserby on my show a couple of weeks ago who had written the book, The Intentional or The Deliberate
Yes.
Dumbing Down of America. So if you would speak to that aspect of it, please, Dr. Kaufman.
Back in the late 1800s, truly in the early 1900s, the progressive movement came together. In fact, it was really almost a political party back in the 1910s. And it really began this process of actually deliberately, and it's not in my text, it's not in my book. This book was originally 1,000 pages long, and I had to boil it down to about 220. So I had to leave a lot of critical stuff out, but it has to be short enough to get people to read it. You know, it's not going to be any good as a poem out there. Yeah, but nonetheless, they started this activity to actually dumb down the American education system so that they, the actual students coming out, really don't have an appreciation of our history. They don't understand why it's important to have capitalism or the free markets. They don't understand really the history behind the Constitution, what the Constitution truly meant in the minds of the founders. And as a consequence, It's just this whole concept of the founders and of capitalism is really no better an idea than, say, socialism is on the other side. In fact, they're always building up the idea of socialism or those kinds of things so that they sound romantic and positive and so forth, and tearing down capitalism or a nation's history, what we actually did, our religious roots and all the rest, so that the actual students do not have, well, they only have half the story. And let me tell you, you cannot make good decisions with only half the information.
No,
and
absolutely.
That's what we're seeing today is a totally dumb, our students are very intelligent, our recent graduates, several generations, they're all intelligent people, but you cannot make good decisions if you do not have the proper education, and we have been totally indoctrinated for the last 100 years, every generation more successfully than the previous one.
Talk about this impact on the judiciary, if you would, please.
Absolutely. The judiciary is key, along with education. They started with education first because they knew they had to dumb down the average citizen so that they would not be able to recognize what they were doing very insidiously right out in the open. It was right out in the open and nobody really saw it because they didn't have eyes to be able to see it. At the same time, a little bit later on, they begin to work on the judiciary, especially the Supreme Court and our various law schools. Basically, if you go to a law school now and get a degree in law, you might have one course in a very superficial, glossed-over idea of the Constitution. There is nothing really in our law schools that deal with the fundamental character of our Constitution. And so you have lawyers out there that are going basically on the history or case law, as it's called. And of course, a smart lawyer can always twist the law a little bit to give them a little bit of advantage. And of course, then the next attorney can do the same thing until finally the law that was originally rooted in our Constitution doesn't even look like the Constitution anymore. In fact, in some cases, it's 180 degrees from what the intent of the original Constitution really meant. So what we have seen now is a lot of activism in the part of our judiciary where judges, single judges, are making law right from the bench without any congressional or legislative action whatsoever. And as a consequence, if you have a very biased judge, you can start to see legal interpretations that are radically, radically different from our Constitution. And much of our most recent decisions have been done in that particular way.
Well, the media is controlled by the globalists as well, so they're not going to allow us to be shown the truth. They're going to only allow whatever message they want to be put out there. That's the message that people will hear.
Yes, and I think most people probably in the listening audience are aware of that now. If you weren't aware of it, say in 2000, the last 3 or 4 years, it's been blatantly obvious, horribly obvious, how bad the mainstream media has gotten. In fact, any resemblance to the truth out of the mainstream media is purely coincidental. They've almost become the ministry of propaganda for the progressive movement.
Well, they're just cheerleaders.
They're cheerleaders. They're actually advocates. They are progressives themselves. Study after study, poll after poll has shown that the media, the reporters and the editors and so forth, will vote one way 90%, while the American people will vote 90% the other direction. That's how far apart the worldviews are between the average American and the media. That's why Fox News is just trouncing all of its competition. It's got better viewerships than all of the other media combined.
I know they do.
It's unbelievable.
Listen, Dr. Coffin, we're going to go to another break, and we will be back in a couple of minutes, and we are speaking with Dr. Michael Coffman, who is the President of Environmental Perspectives and the Executive Director of Sovereignty International. You are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. This is Maggie, and we will be right back, so hang in
Attention
there,
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now at 800-221-9444. And speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste a minute helping you with your tax problems. We'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. We've settled millions of dollars of tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking on your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 800-221-9442. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-221-9442. That's 800-221-9442. Again, 800-221-9442.
Listeners, here's a simple way to earn quit your job money from home. IncomeAtHome34.com has come to us for listeners who want to work from home.
That I ever made, because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs, and we're both at home full-time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome34.com. That's IncomeAtHome34.com.
I went in town to see you yesterday, but you were not home.
Hi, everybody. We're back, and you are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion, and we are speaking with Dr. Michael Coffman. And I wanted to tell you again about this great website that has been tracking illegal immigration and the crazy stuff that goes on in our political system here in this country for about 8 years. That website is Digger's Realm, and diggersrealm.com. Please check them out. They are sponsoring my show, and there is a lot of information there. Lots and lots and lots of files and lots of information that you can do a lot of research on what's been happening on illegal immigration in this country for the last several years, because Digger from diggersrealm.com has been on the case. So we are back speaking with Dr. Coffman. Dr. Coffman, talk about how you got following sustainable development and how you ended up creating the wildlands map, if you would, please.
Yeah, by all means. I was a scientist. I had to put it in the past tense because I've become a political beast since then. But I was a scientist. I was leading a multi-million-dollar research effort into the effects of acid rain and global climate change, i.e. global warming, back in the late 1980s and early 1990s, and realized when the Clean Air Act was reauthorized in Congress that it had no bearing. We had spent something like $5 billion here in this country on that issue in preparation of this reauthorization, and the reauthorization was at least 10 times more draconian than was necessary to do what we found out in the science was wrong. And as a consequence, I started to look at what was actually happening. what was driving this agenda, because it was obviously agenda. There was no relationship to the science whatsoever. And went into a state of shock as I realized there was this huge agenda to basically tear down the constitutional principles of the United States and institute a socialist doctrine in our government and in our society. And from there begin the process of trying. I finally left my job just because I realized it was so critically important for people to understand it that I quit my job because I couldn't do both,
right,
obviously, and quit my job to help try to help people understand really what was going on. It was at that time that I was really becoming familiar with what became Agenda 21, was sustainable development, and the Wildlands Project and a number of other things in the early 1990s. I began to draw a map of what the Wildlands Project would be like because I had done work. I'm an ecosystems scientist, have a PhD, and have been in most ecosystems of the United States and know what they wanted to do and begin to draw a map of what that would look like when it was finally completed after 50 to 70 years. And was about three-quarters of the way through when the United Nations Convention on Biological Diversity was being considered for ratification. As a whole story into itself, I'm not going to get into it, but it came down to the last day I was able to submit that map to the Senate. They blew it up into a 4-by-6-foot poster and literally sent the Senate into a state of shock, and it was withdrawn off the executive calendar. It was never actually voted on. It was so horrifying to realize that their long-term end game was to put 50% of the United States into wilderness. That's what these people truly and honestly believe is necessary to save Mother Nature. Because you're dealing basically, and this is going to be a shock to a lot of you, you're dealing basically with an elite group that is heavily oriented towards what is called pantheism, or the belief that nature is God. And as a consequence, they believe we must reduce the human population down to 1 million, 2 million maybe, but 1 million would be better, 1 billion, I mean, around the world, on total Earth. Confine our living space to less than 50% of the land area of the world so that nature has most of the rights of access and so forth to the environment.
Tell us, what do you believe, Dr. Kaufman, can we do to stop this agenda that's taking place all around us?
Well, becoming aware of it is the first step. Most of you maybe have never heard of the words Agenda 21, or never heard of the word sustainable development, but they have been around for a long, long time. In fact, the Adirondack State Park in upstate New York, you probably don't know much, I go into it a little bit in my book, but that really was so successful by Governor Nelson Rockefeller back in the early 1970s. He basically created a system whereby all land use decisions are made by a park agency that is totally independent of the people. The people are not, it's not responsive to the people whatsoever. It's the type of government that they want to establish over the entire world. It's really kind of what's happening in Europe at this particular point in time. The government does what it thinks is right, the people be damned. And at this particular point in time, that is at the heart of sustainable development, the heart of Agenda 21. Agenda 21, you can look it up on the Internet. In fact, if you look up on the Internet and Google it, look and see how many actual Google hits there are. There were over 17 million hits on Agenda 21, and their chances are that you may not have even heard of it before tonight, because it has been deliberately kept extremely quiet here in the United States. As I mentioned before, President Clinton brought it into the United States in 1992 through 1994, 95, and through his Commission on Sustainable Development. The actual model for it was given to the agencies in 1996 to 1998, and the agencies are now following Agenda 21 principles. This is a 40-chapter document that literally outlines what people can do around the world. Everything that you do on a daily basis would be under some sort of control by the government. And we have seen in a very dramatic way the last few years, and even into the Bush administration, how the government is taking over more and more decision-making as to how you can use your land, you can farm, you can do forestry activities or whatever the case might be. It's becoming more and more intrusive into our particular supposedly free market society.
Well, I don't know if you were connected on the line or not yet, Dr. Kaufman, but in the beginning of the show, I was talking about a fellow down in Georgia who was fined $5,000, and this was just a couple weeks ago, for unauthorized agricultural activity because he had a vegetable, he was growing vegetables on his acreage, whether it had a couple acres, I believe he had.
Well, actually, Senate's considering a bill today. It was just voted out of cloture today. The Senate 510, I think it is, the Food Safety Act, basically would allow the federal government to determine who gets to grow, when they can grow it, how they grow it, and how what kind of safety margins and so forth they have to use to ensure food safety.
In other words, there'll be food safety because no one will get to eat it. That'll make it very safe if you can't consume it. You can't consume your own fruits or vegetables that you grow in your backyard.
Would be exactly, just like what this happened for a person down in Georgia. You could be in violation if you're growing beans in your backyard.
Right.
Even if they were not for sale. Yeah, because you're violating this particular act that's being considered by the Senate right now, and it looks like it's going to pass. It is horrifying to realize how these progressives that are controlling the House and the Senate at this point, they're not going to be controlling it after January, but still, there's a lot of progressives in the Republican Party, too, and they cannot see any government program that doesn't really suit them very well, that really they see a need for, because they're scared to death of having any risk whatsoever. And I'm sorry, you walk outside and you take a risk that you're going to be hit by a falling tree or something. It's not very high, of course, but life has risk in it, and you can get to the point of diminishing returns. Let me just give you an example. Most people, including most of you in the listening audience, are scared to death of pesticides in agriculture. I mean, you have been hammered on this in your public education. You've been hammered on it in your evening news and so forth, that these pesticides are horrifying. Do you realize that the worst pesticide that's being used out there, I shouldn't say that because I'll be proven wrong, but most of the pesticides that are being used out there, especially the herbicides, have less toxicity and less carcinogens than coffee.
Yeah, I believe that. In fact, my friend works at a university in there, but they had an exterminator in there, and he said, well, I can't remember what it is that they had called him in to try to eliminate or exterminate, and he said, well, we can't guarantee it anymore because the chemicals that they're allowed to use really aren't very effective. In fact, I'm sure that's why we have such a explosion of bed bugs throughout this country, because we can't use anything that'll kill them, just like they won't allow the DDT in Africa. So how many people, millions of people die down there needlessly because they won't allow them to use what they could use to kill mosquitoes?
With malaria, it's estimated anywhere from 50 to 60 million people have died because of the DDT ban.
Right. Right. Let me ask you a question. You have a brand new way of protecting your local community from punitive federal and sometimes state regulations. What is that specifically that you refer to?
It is a very, very powerful system. It's astonishing. I was just talking to the group that developed the system 20 years ago, and now I think it's almost close to 80 different governmental units around the country are using it. And what it does, if you look at your various state laws and federal laws, what you find is that almost every single one of them says that whatever agency that they're dealing with has to coordinate their planning activities with the local community. And it's been totally ignored. Nobody's ever paid any attention to it and so forth. The environmentalists have known that because they've used it to get in bed with a lot of the federal agencies especially, but some of the state agencies as well. And what is happening is now the communities are waking up and they're beginning to use this approach. It's called coordination.
Okay.
Where you can, a local community, it could be a school board, it could be a water board, the city council, county commission, doesn't matter who it is, as long as they're elected, they can petition, write a letter to the agency and say that they want to be a coordinating partner with the agency on this particular issue, or could be several issues, doesn't matter. The fact is that the agency has to invite them into the process.
Oh, okay.
And you remember the super NAFTA highway that was going to be bisecting the country.
Right.
That was part of this so-called North American Union and so forth.
The Trans-Texas Corridor.
Pardon?
The Trans-Texas Corridor.
The Trans-Texas Corridor. $80 billion project. I had already laid the groundwork. The EIS had been written. They were scheduled to break ground at the beginning of this year. And it was going to be, I think, 3/4 of a mile wide up through the heart of Texas into Oklahoma. The first part of that segment, the actual border entry would not be until you got to, I think, St. Louis, Missouri. And it was a huge, huge project. And it was actually bid out by to a Spanish company called Centra. And everything was ready to go. And five small community, Texas communities, were contacted by this organization. They agreed. They filed for coordination status. The state thought it was funny, and finally realized they have to do it, and they're able to block that action if the local government can show where it's going to harm the community. And, of course, who's going to be bisecting a lot of these communities, because there's going to be no on-ramps or off-ramps. And as a consequence, they killed that whole project, $80 billion project using this approach. And you can do it too. It's very, very powerful. And I explain it in my book. I don't go into a lot of detail because obviously the book is too short. But nonetheless, I provide all the information you need to find out more. It is a very powerful approach to being able to protect your local community from abusive state or federal intrusions.
Okay. Now, that verbiage is typically in the language of the different bills that are written on a community level.
Yes.
And
it's very, very rare that even at the state level that you can't find language in there that's called for coordination. Now, sometimes it'll be in another part of the state law, but it's still applicable to what you're doing because there's always a connection back into it. And even if it's not in state law, it is always in federal law. And as long as the state got a grant from the federal government to do whatever they're doing, then there's that nexus, and you can use that nexus.
Okay. You know what? You said you had 800 pages or so that you left out of your book, Rescuing a Broken America. Are you going to make that available somewhere on your website, Dr. Kaufman?
Well, I'm thinking about it. I really haven't progressed too much. You know, the book came out a couple months ago, and I still haven't decided exactly what I want to do. But I think that's a very valuable way of letting people know what else is going on, how we got here in a little bit more detail, if you're interested. It's not something you have to do, but at the same time, it's astonishing how they have systematically done this over the last, really, 200 years, but especially the last 100 years, step by step by step, small incremental Fabian type of progression into socialism until now we're seeing the end game. And for the first time, the American people are really seeing where this is headed.
Yes.
With the Obama administration and the current Congress that we've had. I think they overplayed their hands. It's gotten a lot of Americans awoken, and hopefully in the 2012 election, people will have become educated by that time and can really start in voting intelligently.
I hope so, Dr. Kaufman. Listen, I always have podcasts of my show up on my website, which everyone, it's three words, The Unsolicited Opinion, and all of your websites I will link to, Dr. Kaufman, the RescuingAmericaBook.com, DiscerningToday.org, NoCapAndTrade.us, Sovereignty.net, and your EPI-US.com is for your environmental perspectives company. Is there any, we've only got about a minute or so left, Dr. Kaufman, are there any final words you'd like to say?
Yeah, there's one that may be important, I don't know, it's perhaps dropping out. It's on global warming. We've done a fantastic video, DVD on global warming. That's on emergingscience.com. emergingscience.us, emergingscience.us.
Okay, we will add that onto my website as well. Everyone, we have been speaking this evening with Dr. Michael Kaufman, who is the President of Environmental Perspectives and Executive Director of Sovereignty International. Again, I'm going to recite his websites, rescuingamericabook.com, discerningtoday.org, nocapandtrade.us, sovereignty.net, emergency. Did I get that right, Dr. Kaufman? Emergency.us?
Emergingscience.us.
Emerging science, okay. I'm thinking, yeah. Why did I write emergency? Emergingscience.us and epi-us.com. Thank you, Dr. Kaufman, for coming on The Unsolicited Opinion. I truly appreciate it. Thank you very much for all that you do for America. It is appreciated.
Thank you.
Everybody, you know I always like to go to Oz, and my show will be aired again. You can hear me on Friday at 5 o'clock Eastern Time. My website, three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. All of Dr. Kaufman's websites will be linked on there, as well as a podcast of our show. Please go to his websites, buy his book, Rescuing a Broken America. It's critical that everybody learn as much as they possibly can about what is being done to you in this great nation, because America is a great nation, and it is because we have people like Dr. Kaufman who are working diligently to bring this information to light so that people understand what is happening around you, because you're in a whirlwind. And believe me, if we don't stop this, then the only future we have is going to be living in a cave. There'll be no future at all. And they aren't words meant to scare you. They are words meant to motivate you. Please go to my website, three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. And, hey, my little buddy there in the studio, Patrick, let's go to Oz. Everybody, isn't somewhere over the rainbow a wonderful place to be? Keep your chin up, everybody. Better days are coming. We have people like Dr. Kaufman and so many other brave souls who are working so hard to wake up America. So, hey, we do have a future to look forward to as long as we have people such as Dr. Kaufman. Take care, everybody, and I will see you on Friday, 5 o'clock Eastern Time, Sundays at noon via micro1650am.com, and, of course, replayed every day on NetTalk World at 4 p. Eastern Time and on Saturdays from 3 to 5, also heard via TalkStream Live. Take care, everybody.
Why, oh, why can't I?